welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 295. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Chastity Belt, a band out of Seattle, Washington. That song is called James Dean, and that's on the band's album No Regrets. That is intentional. That was released back in August of last year on Help Yourself Records. That is an album I slept on when it first came out. Just wasn't that interested, though I picked it up again on recommendation of a friend. And boy, is that a really good album. There's a couple of songs in there that just floor me, and that is one of them. If you fell asleep on that album, go hunt that one down, pick that one up. A really good album. Let's see. I've got 8 songs on the podcast this week, so it's a long one, or maybe just more songs that are shorter. But whatever the case is, I've got lots of good music coming for you. We're going to start off here with a band from Gothenburg, Sweden. The band is called The Sun Days.
Har du tryckt på record?
Ja, vi kör.
Är det record nu?
Ja.
And there are two great pop songs I can totally get behind. We started things off there with the Sundays, not to be confused with the Sundays, with the song Don't Need to Be Them. That is a one-song single released January of this year on Luxury Records, a band out of Gothenburg, Sweden. The next song we played there was School, with the song So Long, also the one-song single released by Luxury Records, this time December of 2013 for that track. Both of those bands have released a handful of one-song, digital-only singles on the Luxury label, kind of the way that label works, I suppose. I hope to hear something more from them, because all the singles are just really good. Let's see. Let's jump into some more music right now. Let's stay in Sweden, though. This is Hello Safe Ride with the song I Was Jesus.
Thank you.
And again, we've got a winner of a set there, right? That is Alpaca Sports with the song He Doesn't Even Like You. That's on the band's album Sealed with a Kiss, which came out February of 2014 on Luxury Records. And again, a band out of Gothenburg, Sweden. And before that, Hello Safe Ride with the song I Was Jesus. That's on the new album The Fox, The Hunter, and Hello Safe Ride, which came out on Razia Records just September of this year. Of course, that is Anna Norklin, I believe, and she is from Stockholm. So a set of their Swedish bands all at once, but it's kind of by accident. That's not the way a podcast works. I don't go picking things and thinking, oh, what's going to work next, or what do I want to hear, or what do I think my listeners want to hear? Instead, I just tell it how it is. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. This week, I just happened to get a lot of music from Sweden. Let's see. Let's jump into something else. Something from Nashville, Tennessee. That should be a good break, right? This is the band Tetherball, the song Puzzles.
Thank you. freedom lies, the streets of fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry. I'd rather fly. The crystal ship is being filled. A thousand girls, a thousand thrills, a million ways to spend your time. When we get back, I'll drop a line.
Guess who's gonna be there? My favorite cover band. Oh, well. Anyway, that is Robin Hitchcock with The Doors is the Crystal Ship. That's on his new album, The Man Upstairs, which was released just August 26th on Yep Rock Records. It is a album of covers and a couple of originals, oddly enough, and it just doesn't do a whole lot for me, which is sad because all the ingredients are there. I love Robin Hitchcock. Some of the songs he chose are very nice. And we do have a great producer on board who also did some of the Nick Drake albums as well. But just it doesn't do a whole lot for me. So you're probably going to want to do some investigation on your own. But you may find a track in there that you enjoy. And I do like that Doors cover there. Before that, we heard from Tetherball. Played the song Puzzles. That's on the new album Whimsy, which will come out October 28th. On Steve Voss's own record label, based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, I like the trumpet in that song, and honestly, that was what was enough to tell me, sure, I'll listen to that album, and I gave it a few spins, probably about six, and I just didn't really care for it. But I like that trumpet there, and I don't know what it is about that trumpet, but I like it. All right, I'm about out of time here. Let's go ahead and wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 295. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, not a lot of new things popping up on the website, but I got some new shows out there. On the 11th, Doyle is playing at the Right Room. I think Bottle Breakers are playing a show that night at Davies Uptown as well. 13th, Mudhoney at the Right Room, or Brewinger playing at the Brick, and I think that's with Schwervon as well. The 15th, you get the Skaters at Riot Room. The 17th, Mineral playing at the Record Bar. Don't want to miss that one, but I will, unfortunately. The 21st, Spoon at Liberty Hall. 22nd, Sebado at the Record Bar. Or Rise Against at the Uptown, also on the 22nd. The 30th, Earth is playing at the Record Bar. I know that'll excite you. On the 6th, Paul Collins is playing at the Record Bar. And that date may have shifted from what was originally posted, so you'll want to verify that. The 7th, Jay Maskus is playing at the Bottleneck. And let's see, the 8th, Speedy Ortiz at the Riot Room. 14th, Gaslight Anthem at the Uptown. Or Temples at the Riot Room, and boy, they sure get great reviews. Anyway, we're in the middle of October. Let's not talk about anything later. Let's talk about one last song. I'm going to play a track here by the band Game Theory. The band's first album, Blaze of Glory, was just reissued September of this year, like 4 days ago or something, I guess it is. A week ago, I think, on Omnivore Records. This was a band out of Davis, California. Scott Miller helming this band. And its first album is, as I said, Blaze of Glory, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful sort of post-punk, a little bit experimental. I don't know. It's a little bit college rock. I don't know. It's a lot of different things, it has been very influential over time. It's a band that I kind of could play some lip service to and talk about Game Theory, but I really didn't know enough about them. So I was happy to pick up this reissue. It's the original 12 tracks plus an entire other CD worth of kind of outtakes, some demos, things of that sort. But the real key is those 12 original tracks. I'm going to play a track here called Sleeping Through Heaven. It is wonderful. We're going to end things right here this week. So thank you very much for listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We'll talk again next week.
much as I can forget with my own.